local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Pensacola right now. Happy Friday. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. Joe and Austin here, hour number one, next with you for the next 47 minutes, getting you caught up on everything happening in your world today. We will go ahead. It is 4:13 right now, so just a couple of minutes away, but biggest story here is going to be the road conditions. Of course, weather not terribly great today, but we have a pretty significant slowdown right now that we want to make you aware of. Austin, I-10 eastbound right now.
Yes, looking at I-10 East, if you are traveling, trying to get over the Escambia Bay Bridge, that is, if you're trying to get over that, it is heavily backed up, and it's just for the sake of specifics, it's going to have you backed up just a little ways past North 9th Avenue, that overpass there. It is heavily backed up at this time. No confirmation. We don't have an icon confirming an accident. There has to be something over there. That is looking horrendous. Also, if you're traveling westbound on Caroline Street coming over Blackwater River, we typically have a lot of evening traffic there, but that is backed up more than usual. Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards West 9 Mile, we've got backups there. Do have an accident report now that I see it. If you're traveling southbound on Blue Angel Parkway, this is towards Dog Track Road. Yeah. So we've got a lot of backups in that area there. And then a little bit on Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Oriole Beach, and some on Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound towards Highway 87.
I don't know if you mentioned 29 in between I-10 and 9 Mile Road, accident popping up in the northbound lane right at Detroit Boulevard.
Oh, no, I see it now.
As well.
Yeah, that's my bad.
So we do have several accidents kind of just scattered all over the map here in the listening area. So we will keep tabs on that. And, of course, if you see anything out there, text line 850-437-1620, traffic line 850-262-6111. And as I zoom out, I-10 westbound at Loxley exit in Alabama, there is an accident there. So at that exit, that's where the Arby's and the Hardee's is. Very heavy slowdowns I-10 westbound if you're perhaps heading towards Mobile this afternoon. So a lot happening on our roadways. As far as the weekend weather forecast goes,
the weather overnight will be cloudy, damp, and foggy. Overnight, lows will drop down to near 60 degrees. Here's what's up for the weekend. Lots of clouds in the skies. There's a chance for rain, but it is on the low side. We're at about 30% on Saturday, 20% on Sunday. And the temperatures will warm up a little bit, so highs this weekend will run in the mid to low 70s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much, Alan. 4:15, getting into our top three stories today. The largest wildfire in Texas history has now spread into Oklahoma and has now claimed another life. Here's Governor Greg Abbott.
When you look at the damages, it's just gone. Nothing left but ashes on the ground.
And the Smokehouse Creek fire started Monday north of Amarillo and has scorched over a million acres now across the Texas Panhandle yesterday, spreading into Oklahoma, where it had burned over 30,000 acres as of last night, probably increasing now. We told you yesterday about an 82-year-old woman who had been confirmed dead. Now an Amarillo woman died after her car was surrounded by the fire, so two deaths now confirmed as a result. The U.S. scrambling to progress ceasefire negotiations between Israel and Hamas after Israeli forces are accused of opening fire on a crowd of Palestinians in Gaza City. Israel confirmed its forces used live fire in two different incidents, but a spokesman later denied that they fired on the crowd that was seeking aid. Israeli officials add they dispute the death toll and said many were killed by being ran over by aid trucks and by stampeding crowds. And a judge in Georgia today considering whether or not Fulton County's DA should be disqualified from Donald Trump's election interference case.
We're here today on this motion to disqualify DA Willis and her office because of her judgment, frankly.
Defendants argue that Fani Willis needs to be removed because she's benefited financially from the romantic relationship with Special Prosecutor Nathan Wade. Our top local stories today: in a Escambia County jury convicting the Pensacola man that caused the deadly crash back in 2021. Channel 3 in the courtroom today as 24-year-old Jontarius Jones was found guilty on two counts of vehicular homicide, one count of reckless driving causing serious injury. He'll spend life in prison. On December 3rd, 2021, Jones was driving over 120 miles an hour when his car crashed into two buildings on Beverly Parkway. Two passengers, Demetrius Anderson and Demarius Nickerson, were killed while a third, Lewis Finkley, was paralyzed. FDLE agents today say a man who was in Pensacola working at the VA clinic was arrested for trying to meet up with a 14-year-old girl for sex. Investigators say Louisiana resident Patrick Dennell was arrested Wednesday on four charges. He was allegedly communicating with an undercover agent with the Air Force Office of Special Investigations. Santa Rosa County this week mourning the loss of a deputy who died. The sheriff's office says Sergeant James Conkle passed away peacefully after battling illness. He was 46 years old and spent 12 years with the department. In Tallahassee, State Senator Doug Broxson saying farewell.
The number one question when you're terming out, and I'll guarantee you everyone here will say the same thing. What are you going to do when you leave? Well, I've decided that in 2032, I'll be 83 years old, and I'm going to run for the President of the United States.
A bit of a zinger there. Good sense of humor there. Broxson, of course, is hitting his eight-year term limit, not eligible to run for another term in the coming election. Taking care of a couple of texts here that have come on. The backup on the bridge, Escambia Bridge, Escambia Bay?
Yeah, due
to a broken-down UPS 18-wheeler in the middle lane right as you come off the bridge. So folks jockeying to get over there. Also, a new accident popping up, I-110 near exit 2, which is down to one lane. So we have several traffic notes here. We will get the very latest when we return on Pensacola right now.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate, from managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and their HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T.
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is something called Testofen, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text ALL to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text ALL to 321-321. That's ALL to 321-321.
My name is Tasca, and I started working here 20 years ago.
I'm Diana, and it's been 12 years for me.
Hi, I'm Norma, and 20 years is my number.
I'm Sandy, and it's been 9 years for me.
And I'm Jeff, and I'm the General Sales Manager, and I'm inviting you to join our sales team here at News Radio 92.3. If you have sales experience and desire for a career that is fun, exciting, while working with local and regional businesses and with an uncapped income, we would like to hear from you. Send your resume to hr@newsradio1620.com. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp. I can probably hit the green from here. Probably. Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay. especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning on the show, we had our Transgressors Memorial Service, the weekly episode where I pretend to be a woke pastor, noting the passing of things that got canceled this week, including the movie Mary Poppins, the practice of having a leap day, and also praising the Biden administration for their use of the term newcomer instead of illegal immigrant. Now, for anybody who doesn't listen at that time of day, early service at 6:20 and late service at 8:20 on a Friday morning, you may want to check that out on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin.
It's like headline news for radio. Every day, 4 to 7 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Austin, we're going to switch it up.
How's that?
We're going to completely revolutionize the traffic and weather updates.
How's that?
You are going to report where there aren't accidents.
Really? Has it gotten... I knew it was bad when we last checked. Has it gotten that much worse since I last did?
Yeah, it's just seems like there's one coming in here. Again, our appreciation to the texters who are keeping us up to date here. But yeah, a lot happening. The newest one we saw... let's see. So, on Highway 29, the eastbound on-ramp to I-10, there is a pickup that has gone into the guardrail that is holding up traffic. So
my
that's,
goodness.
From a texter here, 850-437-1620 and traffic line. If you got something to phone in, 850-262-6111.
Thank you, Joe. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by ECUA. ECUA Bulkway Service is now call for pickup. Call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day. Learn more at ecua.fl.gov. Yes, to go on top of that traffic incident that Joe just reported, our biggest one is if you are traveling in the eastbound lanes on an I-10, traveling over Escambia Bay Bridge, you're going to be heavily backed up past North 9th Avenue. And you said it was because of a UPS truck that broke down? Smack dab in the middle of the road? Is that why it was?
Yeah, I think that was what the texter said, that it's in the middle lanes, and so people are, you know, just trying having to get over.
My goodness. Well, so. And also I-10, if you're traveling westbound, this is more in Alabama here. If you're traveling towards Highway 59, we've got some backups in that area as well. And that is from an actual traffic incident that's going to have you backed up for a bit. Pine Forest Road, Burgess Road, still giving us the typical issues they do. Pine Forest Road near I-10 and Burgess Road if you're traveling towards the intersection with North Palafox Street. Let's see. Gulf Breeze Parkway has some minor backups if you're traveling eastbound towards Oriole Beach. Caroline Street developing some issues of its own if you're traveling eastbound towards East Spencerfield Road. So we had no confirmation of a traffic incident there, but there are some backups to keep in mind. And if you're traveling westbound on Caroline Street coming over Blackwater River trying to get into downtown Milton, we've got more backups there than usual.
You said Blue Angel?
No, I did not.
Well, all right. Blue Angel Parkway southbound. Ooh, yeah. Approaching Dog Track Road, a very heavy slowdowns due to an earlier accident.
Yeah, I touched on that one in the last break. I just missed it this time.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Also, I-110 approaching Cervantes. There's an accident there.
Oh, I thought that's the first one you got.
No, that was Highway 29 and I-10 on-ramp.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
So, yeah, there's quite a few out there. Again, 850-437-1620. Text line 850-262-6111, the traffic line. Elsewhere in our state headlines today, Orange County, Florida sheriff saying detectives no longer expect to find the missing 13-year-old girl alive.
Although we have not found Madeline, we are now confident that she is dead.
Sheriff John Meenum says investigators are working to find her body. He says that her backpack and school laptop were found in a dumpster. They believe her mother's boyfriend got rid of the teen's body after killing her sometime Monday. He identified as 37-year-old Stephen Stearns. He's been charged with sexual battery but has not been charged with murder.
And Governor Ron DeSantis has vetoed a bill that was aimed at keeping children off social media platforms. The measure had passed both the House and Senate by a wide margin, but DeSantis was not comfortable with the language.
As much as I think it's harmful to have people on these social media platforms for 5 or 6 hours a day, you know, a parent can supervise a kid to use it more sparingly.
Lawmakers are now set to take up a revised bill on Monday.
Florida House approving legislation that would prevent homeless people from sleeping in public places.
An indictment on our principles and a portrayal of American identity. It seeks to punish and almost criminalize homelessness and to preempt and bully municipalities and counties into doing what we want them to do.
The measure requires local governments to provide secure and safe shelters or campsites for sleeping or camping with restrictions, and pending passage in the Senate, the new legislation would go into effect October 1st.
And a bill banning what the governor calls fake meat is a step closer to becoming law. The state Senate yesterday approved a bill that bans cultivated meat. Senate Bill 1084 defines cultivated meat as any meat or food product produced from cultured animal cells.
Talked about this yesterday locally, but of course, spring break month officially kicking off today down in Miami Beach. They're beginning their first wave of weekend high-impact measures. The mayor says all month long there will be a heightened police presence, and starting now, every Thursday through Sunday, non-resident towing rates are doubled to more than $500. Ocean Drive beach entrances are limited with security checkpoints and closing at 6 o'clock each night over the weekend. Just shy of 4:30, we do have a pair of tickets, I believe, Austin. This is the same pair that we had yesterday.
Actually, no, it's not. It is for women's basketball. Okay. It's going to be on Wednesday, March 6th. The times are the same, though, 5 p.m. and 7:30 p.m.
All right, first round for the Women's SBC Championship happening at the Bay Center next Wednesday. Let's go with Buckets. First person to text in Buckets to 850-437-1620 gets a pair of tickets to that. All right, so on the roads as we approach the Fox News update here, the major slowdowns are going to be I-10 eastbound right now coming off the Avalon side of I-10. I-110 southbound approaching Cervantes, there's an accident there. Also major slowdown southbound on Blue Angel Parkway approaching Dog Track Road. Those are the main sources of consternation right now on our roadways. Update coming 5 minutes away on Pensacola right now.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. The decision is now up to a Georgia judge as Donald Trump's lawyers attempt to remove District Attorney Fani Willis from the former president's election subversion case. Attorney Steve Sato.
What's good for the goose is good for the gander. If defense counsel can be kicked off of a case because of ethical violations, I suggest the same thing can happen or prosecutors.
D.A. Willis is accused of hiring her romantic partner, Special Prosecutor Nathan Wade, to work on the Trump case. Both Willis and Wade say their relationship started after he was hired and say there was no conflict of interest. More than 100 Palestinians dead after clashing with Israeli troops as they rushed an aid convoy. White House National Security Advisor John Kirby reacting today.
We've asked the government of Israel to investigate.
An additional 750 Palestinians were injured. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Lots of not great news out of electric vehicle startup Fisker after today's market close. It posted a widened quarterly loss and came up well short of estimates for quarterly revenue. Said it will lay off about 15% of its workforce and expressed doubts about its ability to continue as a going concern. Shares of Southern California-based Fisker are tumbling 29% in after-hours trading. But shares of Autodesk are up 6.5%. The 3D design software developer handily beat expectations for adjusted quarterly profit and also beat on revenue. Plus, it forecast sales for the current fiscal year above what analysts had been projecting. In the market's regular Thursday session, stocks did rise, with the NASDAQ Composite notching its first fresh closing high since late 2021. That tech-heavy index today jumped 144 points. The S&P 500, up 26 today, also earned a new closing high. The Dow edged up just slightly. That's Your Money Now.
For John's 60th birthday, his family planned to drive down Old Route 66. But the trip took a detour when his wife got sick with RSV. It's a highly contagious virus that can lead to breathing problems and hospitalizations.
This year, we don't want to cancel our plans. We're protecting ourselves with Pfizer's RSV vaccine, Abrysvo, respiratory syncytial virus vaccine.
Abrysvo, a vaccine to prevent lower respiratory disease from RSV in people 60 years and older. It's not for everyone and may not protect all who receive it. Don't get Abrysvo if you've had an allergic reaction to its ingredients. A weakened immune system may decrease your response. Most common side effects are tiredness, headache, injection site pain, and muscle pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-844-989-7284 or visit Abrysvo.com.
So don't wait. Ask your pharmacist or doctor about Pfizer's RSV vaccine, Abrysvo, because every breath matters.
Hey, Kevin, how's the boat running?
Well, you know, last week I started working on the water pump, and now I can't remember how it goes back together.
Dude, stop. Call Key Marine. They'll get you and your Mercury outboard back in the water so we can go back to fishing again.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. They'll fix any problem, big or small, even if the problem is you don't remember how the parts go back together. Key Marine, your Mercury outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola.
Every year, Steve Faircal climbs the stairs of the John Hancock Center in Chicago, 94 floors to the top.
It's called the hustle up the Hancock.
It's hard to believe when you watch Steve today that a few years ago, his lungs were failing and he was fighting to survive.
For 8 hours a day, someone was pounding on my chest to try and keep my lungs clear. I honestly don't think I had more than a couple weeks to live.
That's when Steve received the gift of life, a double lung transplant made possible by an organ donor.
After I got my new lungs, I started doing things that I had never been able to do. I never knew that breathing could feel this good.
Steve climbs to honor his donor and to raise awareness for organ, eye, and tissue donation.
Wouldn't you like that when you left this beautiful planet, that you could save a few lives on your way out? It's an incredible gift.
Imagine what you could make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
I'm Amy Lawrence with the CBS Sports Minute, sponsored by Empower. Start taking control of your financial future at Empower.com. If I'm Caleb Williams, I don't work out or go through medical tests at the combine either. The projected overall number one pick in the NFL draft has nothing to gain and everything to lose, since his every word, action, and emotion are scrutinized. As it is, he's exercising great patience and self-control in the face of idiotic questions, like whether or not he's afraid to compete. I'm Amy Lawrence.
If you're like most people, you've had your fair share of financial questions. Questions like, can I afford my son's travel hockey team? What if my daughter doesn't get that soccer scholarship? Will I be able to enjoy golf in retirement? At Empower, we know these questions can be stressful. We're here to help answer your what-ifs and empower what's next. Join 18 million Americans and take control of your financial future. Start today at Empower.com. Sponsored by Empower Personal Wealth.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Are you ready for a triple dose of wit, insight, and laughter? Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show from 11 to 2. Your daily dose of engaging conversation and hilarious banter. Join Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins as they tackle the biggest news stories, pop culture moments, and everything in between. They'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud from start to finish. Don't miss a minute of the fun. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show, 11 till 2 on News Radio Pensacola.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just a little bit after 4:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. That's the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola, Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. All right, so it has been a hectic start to Pensacola right now tonight, mainly because of I-10 eastbound. We have a lot of issues there. If you're trying to get over Escambia Bay and get closer to Avalon Boulevard, we've got a lot of issues in that area. Texter told us it was a UPS truck that broke down in the middle lane, and that is causing backups that are going to have you backed up basically well on your way to North Davis Highway, heavily congested in that area and probably will be until further notice. Also had a backup if you are traveling southbound on I-110 towards Cervantes. We've got a lot of issues there. I believe we also had an accident report if you're traveling southbound on Blue Angel Parkway towards Dog Track Road. That's still causing some pretty heavy backups. Got one if you're traveling westbound on I-10. This is towards Highway 59 over in Alabama. We've got some backups over there that's very, very much heavy. So that's going to hold you up for a bit as well. So a lot going on here. Gulf Breeze Parkway, if you're, were you going to say something?
No, go ahead.
Oh, Gulf Breeze Parkway, if you're traveling eastbound towards, the Oriole Beach, we've got some minor backups, but that's pretty par for the course. Same can be said for Navarre Parkway traveling westbound through Wind Haven Beach. Lastly, we've got some issues here on Caroline Street. If you're traveling eastbound towards Florida Town Road, we've got some issues in that area. A little bit further eastbound towards Spencer Field Road. And lastly, if you are traveling westbound on Caroline Street coming over Blackwater River, we've got some evening traffic causing backups there.
Yeah, and it looks like the causeway to Pace Highway 90 is picking up a little bit as you're over between Woodbine and Chemukla Highway. It's getting pretty heavy there, so right. Perhaps a lot more people trying to use that as a workaround right now. 4:39 News Radio 92.3, taking a look at our weekend weather forecast. Here's Alan.
The weather overnight will be cloudy, damp, and foggy. Overnight, lows will drop down to near 60 degrees. Here's what's up for the weekend. Lots of clouds in the skies. There's a chance for rain, but it is on the low side. We're at about 30% on Saturday, 20% on Sunday. And the temperatures will warm up a little bit, so highs this weekend will run in the mid to low 70s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you. 4:40 now at News Radio 92.3, taking a look at our national headlines today. President Biden urging Donald Trump to join him in telling Congress to pass the bipartisan border bill. Trump rallied his allies against the bill earlier in February. Of course, the two made visits to the southern border as the issue of immigration has been heating up across both parties. Speaking of Trump, he was in Florida today as part of his classified documents case. A judge in the case will consider when the case should go to trial. Prosecutors have requested it begin July 8th. Trump's legal team is trying to push that out past the presidential election. Former U.S. diplomat pleading guilty to acting as an agent of Cuba. Manuel Roca was the U.S. ambassador to Bolivia. Prosecutors claim he had been a covert agent for Cuba for decades. Earlier this month, the 73-year-old pleaded not guilty to acting as an agent of a foreign government, but during a hearing in Miami yesterday announced he was changing his plea. More than 500,000 people in California and Nevada are under the threat of a blizzard. National Weather Service in Reno warned the window for safe travel has closed and warned people to stay where they are. Up to 10 feet of snow is possible to fall in California's Sierra Nevada region. The Air National Guardsman from Massachusetts, accused of leaking classified military docs and posting them online, is pleading guilty. That's Jack Teixeira. He reached an agreement with prosecutors yesterday. The funeral for Alexei Navalny was today in Moscow, 2 weeks after dying in prison. Thousands of mourners attended. Human rights monitoring group OVD Info says at least one person was arrested at the funeral. Another, nearly two dozen, were detained while trying to leave their homes to go to the funeral. And Alabama Senator Katie Britt will deliver the GOP response to the State of the Union next week. Britt was sworn into office last year after scoring the endorsement of former President Trump, becoming the first woman elected to represent Alabama in the Senate. 4:42 now at News Radio 92.3. Austin, before you get to the sports headlines today, I noticed that you are guzzling down a Coca-Cola spiced.
Guzzling is a bit strong, but
the new
it.
Flavor of Coca-Cola. Do you have any review, critique that you would like to share at this moment?
I mean, it's all right. It's not something that I'm going to be like seeking out probably too often, but it's good. It's worth a try. I'll say that. And that's why I tried it today. So,
all right. Very good.
Yes. If you're some wild card like I am, really adventurous, you might want to give it a shot. Alrighty, in sports tonight, a lot going on, especially in basketball. We got an ESPN doubleheader in the NBA, Mavericks at Celtics at 6:30. It's going to be followed by Bucks at Bulls at 9. College basketball, particularly men's, we got a couple ranked teams playing on TV tonight. Number 21, Dayton at Loyola Chicago. It's going to be at 8 o'clock on ESPN2. And then for the Night Owls, we got the Air Force Falcons at number 22, Utah State. That's going to be at 10 o'clock on FS1. And this weekend, of course, we've got a lot of basketball games going on, both men's and women's. But the talk of the town is Iowa and Ohio State. That's women's basketball. Ticket prices for Sunday's game are reaching record highs. The game is set to shatter the record for the most expensive women's basketball game, college or WNBA. The cheapest tickets to just get in the arena will set fans back about $150 each. That's on resale sites. And the most expensive tickets are being listed for more than $5,000 each. Mm. That's insane. The game will be Sunday, March 3rd. That's going to be at noon on Fox if you want to catch that.
Yeah,
and she's playing for a lot. We talked about that yesterday.
Right, senior night and then the Pete Maravich record there. Oh, by the way, on Saturday, of course, which is a big college basketball day as well, Tennessee, Alabama at 7 o'clock ESPN, 4 versus 14 in that matchup. You got Gonzaga, St. Mary's, which is annually like who's going to win the West Coast Conference game. So that is tomorrow. Looks like Gonzaga is they're 13-2 in conference play. St. Mary's is unbeaten, so it looks like St. Mary's has the edge there. You've also got Arkansas, Kentucky. That's on CBS 12:30. Kansas Baylor's big one at noon on ABC. So a lot of good men's college basketball games as well. Today was a big day for me as at the NFL Combine. We got to hear from Caleb Williams, the USC quarterback. He had his media availability.
Right.
And he made some news because he, according to CBS, is believed to be the first Combine invitee ever to decline the medical exam at the Combine. That's where they do the height, the weight, the measurements, and then I think all the teams get the medical intel. He was asked about it, said that he'll gladly do the medical stuff with teams that he meets with, but did not feel it necessary that all 32 teams should have that information because there's only, like, realistically three or four teams that will have a shot at him. Marvin Harrison Jr., also the top wide receiver prospect, was a no-show at his scheduled media availability today. No reason was given. It was previously reported that he would not work out, but would be in Indianapolis to meet with teams and the media. He did meet with teams yesterday, but apparently bailed. So, all right.
That's not cool. And lastly here, the owner of the Dallas Cowboys has found himself facing another public legal battle. A judge is upholding a decision that will require Jerry Jones to take a paternity test as part of a legal dispute with a 27-year-old woman that says he is her biological father. Mm. Alexandra Davis claims that Jones is her father and filed the paternity case back in 2022. Davis originally filed a lawsuit against Jones asking for a judge to void a legal agreement that her mother reached with Jones all the way back in 1998.
All right. 4:45, wow. Health, business, and science right after traffic and weather update.
Thank you, Joe. This traffic and weather report's brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call us today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Let's see. A lot to dig into here. Hopefully, I can get it all this time. If you are traveling eastbound on I-10, that's the biggest one right now. If you're going over Escambia Bay, trying to travel towards Avalon Boulevard, we've got some heavy backups there. That's going to have you backed up basically to where you're almost touching North Davis Highway. It is heavily congested at this time. Also had a traffic incident. Let's see. If you were traveling southbound on I-110 towards Cervantes, we still got some heavy backups there. We were dealing with some issues traveling southbound on Blue Angel towards Dog Track Road. That was from an accident as well. But luckily, that appears to be easing up quite nicely. And we had one over in Alabama. If you were traveling westbound on I-10 towards Highway 59, we still have some heavy backups there, but it does appear to be lessening slowly but surely as well. Let's see here. Caroline Street over in the Pace Milton area, that's giving us some trouble as well. If you're traveling eastbound towards Chemukla Highway, between Woodbine and Chemukla, that is heavily backed up, and a bit further eastbound towards Spencer Field Road. And then lastly, if you're traveling westbound on Caroline coming over Blackwater River and trying to get into downtown Milton, we were having some increased problems there, but now it just looks like typical evening traffic.
Cloudy tonight with a bit of fog developing and still a chance a little rain moves through the area. Over the weekend, there's a chance for rain as well. On Saturday, it's a 30% chance. Sunday, it's a 20% chance. A little warmer this weekend with high temperatures in the mid to low 70s. Overnight lows will be near 60. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR news weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan. The two largest pharmacy chains in the U.S., we'll begin selling abortion pills as soon as this month. It's Walgreens and CVS. They'll start selling mifepristone at certain pharmacies in states where it's legal to do so. They receive certification from the FDA to dispense the pill. So CVS will start filling prescriptions in Rhode Island and Massachusetts in the next few weeks, and that'll expand to more states when allowed by law, where allowed by law. Walgreens plans to fill prescriptions in Pennsylvania, New York, California, Illinois, and Massachusetts.
And new research suggests that over a billion people worldwide are obese. Global estimates published in The Lancet claim that 880 million adults and nearly 160 million children live with obesity. The study ranked about 190 countries in terms of obesity, and the U.S. came in 10th place for men and 36th for women. The study says 42% of the adult male population in the U.S. is clinically obese. I can believe that. We always hear a lot about obesity in this country, but, and I've always been a hefty boy.
Well, listen. I'm not going to sit here and lie to the American people and say that I'm not obese, but I also know that the obesity guidelines are pretty stringent, right? I've been obese as an adult since I was like 2 years old.
No, yeah, it is. It's kind of strict, especially when you bring into account like a BMI scale, because that takes nothing into consideration other than your height and weight. And I remember I used to be like 180 pounds at my current height, and I think it still said I was overweight, and I may have been teetering on obese. I can't remember. No. I think I was teetering on normal weight, but it still had me as like, you're too big.
Yeah.
It's like 180, 5'11". That's not too crazy.
Yeah. No, I agree. CDC says Americans with COVID no longer have to isolate for 5 days. The agency revealed new guidance for COVID and other respiratory infections. The new guidelines say those with COVID can return to normal daily activities if they haven't had a fever for 24 hours without the help of medications or if their symptoms have been improving. 450, we'll take a break there. Pop culture notes, wacky stories, good news to wrap up hour number one next.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. For almost a decade, I've been telling you about my friends at Frontier Motors in Pensacola. The biggest reason is they help my listeners save thousands of dollars when purchasing a slightly used car over a brand new one. Consumer Reports says the average new car depreciates a whopping $9,200 in the first year alone. That's crazy. So if you're thinking new, don't. Go see Frontier Motors and see how much they can save you on a current year car with very low miles. And if your goal is to get out of debt, bring Frontier Motors your car and they can write you a check on the spot. Frontier Motors can also do consignments and they don't charge a fee or a commission. Frontier Motors have been helping the people in the Pensacola area for 21 years. They are the go-to dealer for free advice when it comes to buying or selling a car. Please go see my friends at Frontier Motors. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey sent you.
Join Keith and Pam, your insurance experts with Ferris Health Partners, Monday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Learn how to save money on your health care costs. Find the right insurance products that best fits the needs for you and your family as you head towards retirement or are looking for options now. They will be taking your calls and questions Monday at 9 with Ferris Health Partners on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
I will be right by your side.
Women can have it all, including heart attacks. But symptoms like jaw pain, nausea, unusual fatigue, dizziness, and backache are often different and more subtle than for a man. The fact is, heart disease is the number one killer of women. Know the signs. Learn more at GetHeartChecked.org. From Women's Heart Alliance, in partnership with Women Heart.
Local experts share their expertise on the Pensacola Expert Panel. It's Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. 4:52 here, a little bit early to this last traffic and weather update of the hour, but I'm sure you can forgive us just this once because there is a lot going on the roads as of currently. We will start with I-10 eastbound. If you are traveling eastbound on I-10 coming over Escambia Bay Bridge, we have got a lot of backups there. You're going to be backed up for basically the entirety of the bridge, and then you're going to be backed up so much that you're knocking on the door of North Davis Highway. It is heavily congested at this time. Same can be said if you are traveling southbound on I-110 towards Cervantes. We've got some backups there caused from an accident earlier. Still have some minor backups if you're traveling westbound on I-10. This is over in Alabama towards Highway 59. The backups have lessened significantly, so hopefully by the time of our next traffic update, it will be better. Caroline Street, if you're traveling eastbound towards Chemukla Highway, we've got some heavy backups there. And a bit further east, traveling towards Spencer Field Road. And lastly, if you're traveling westbound on Caroline, coming over Blackwater River and trying to get into downtown Milton, we still have very minor congestion there, but it luckily has lessened significantly.
Cloudy tonight with a bit of fog developing and still a chance a little rain moves through the area. Over the weekend, there's a chance for rain as well. On Saturday, it's a 30% chance. Sunday, it's a 20% chance. A little warmer this weekend with high temperatures in the mid to low 70s. Overnight lows will be near 60. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much. By the way, congrats to Travis, the winner of the tickets from earlier this hour, going to the SBC Women's Tournament on Wednesday. I believe we have plenty more tickets to give away next week on the station, both Andrew show in the morning and then right here on Pensacola right now. Let's see, some pop culture notes here. The upcoming Superman film is getting a title change. It was originally called Superman Legacy, now just Superman. James Gunn revealed the change yesterday, also announced that filming has begun. It hits theaters July 11th of 2025.
And just another reminder that movie stars live completely different lives than we do. The 96th annual Oscars show features gift bags that are worth nearly $250,000. Celebrity guests who make their way across the red carpet will receive an Oscar gift bag filled with valuable items. The bags include a variety of skincare and wellness products, gourmet popcorn, designer throw pillows, and trips like an all-inclusive stay at a Swiss chalet for up to 10 guests.
I'm in on that.
Yeah. I'm starting to see where the money's coming in. A 7-day holistic wellness retreat.
I'll pass on that.
And a 3-night stay at a private villa in St. Barth's.
I'm in on that as well.
But so, that's the thing. I don't do anything, so none of that is appealing to me. I'll take the throw pillows.
You wouldn't go to Switzerland for 10 days?
It's for up to 10 guests.
But
it's an all-inclusive stay. I don't know for how long it is. I mean, maybe if it was paid for.
It's I'm just paid saying. For. That's,
well, I know.
It's a gift bag. Yeah.
Like, if I were to get that gift bag, yeah, I'd maybe do that.
Wacky Stories, a viral topic on Reddit, is asking the question, what's the pettiest revenge tactic you've ever used after a bad breakup? Our favorites include, I requested multiple visits to the guy's house by Jehovah Witnesses. And in the request forms, I wrote, quote, even if I am resistant in person, keep trying. It's what's right for me.
Oh, that's good. Let's see. I cut the tips off of all his pants pockets.
Yeah,
ooh, that's a minor inconvenience that'll drive you nuts. I stole every single one of his power cords, even the cord to his fridge. Oh, come on now. That's rough.
He was a DJ who still used vinyl records, so I went through his massive collection and put every record in the wrong sleeve.
That's fair.
When I first saw that vinyl records, I thought they were saying that they scratched all of them, which would have been more petty.
That would have been cold, yeah.
And also, I was shoving the guy's clothes in a suitcase when the cat peed in it. I just zipped it up and didn't say anything.
That's not even too bad of a thing, though.
It's not.
I mean, because the cat did that. The cat did worse than you did. Joe, have you ever, I hope I'm not airing dirty laundry here, no pun intended.
No.
Have you ever done anything petty?
No.
I've done some petty stuff in a relationship, but I've when an argument or when someone's mean to me, I haven't done anything after a breakup.
I do. The Jehovah Witness one, that's good.
That is very
clever.
That's
good. I would just do that like on a prank for a friend. I know it's mean. I apologize to the Jehovah Witnesses that are listening, but yeah, that's a funny one.
But you would be, you would help make a punchline out of my friend. Yes, I'm sure they'll take that lovely. From the We're Totally Not Surprised This Happened category. Back in 2022, a high school teacher thought it would be a great idea to have kids fight with actual swords to teach them about different types of metals. Well, a girl ended up with a serious gash on her wrist and needed surgery. We're finding out about it now because a civil lawsuit was just filed. According to the lawsuit, the teacher yelled, "I'm in trouble," told everyone to delete footage from their phones, and no one called 911 for 30 minutes. She got fired 2 months later. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah. Also, in some good news here, an Arkansas family welcoming their second leap year baby. Samantha and Zach Dennis welcomed their second child, born on February 29th, 16 years after the birth of the older sibling. The children were born both at the same clinic with the same doctors. 16-year-old Caden was born in 2008 and Haven born yesterday.
Wow, that's awesome. And let's see here. A driver is safe after being rescued from a semi-truck hanging off the side of a bridge between Kentucky and Indiana.
Oh, yeah, that's me. Hold on a second.
And you saw that these were some serious heroes here. This was some really professional, well-practiced, well-trained stuff. They got right out there, got right to her. Firefighter Bryce Carden was the one in the harness, got down to her.
A video from the scene showed the front half of the semi-truck hanging downward toward the Ohio River. A first responder could be seen holding the female driver while they were pulled back up to the bridge.
Yeah, texter, by the way, talking about the petty stuff. When my brothers and I were little, I got upset about something with my older brother, and I stretched cellophane across the toilet seat. That's a solid April Fool's joke there. Needless to say, what happened when he used the bathroom next. Yeah,
oh,
good one
goodness.
There. Also, some good news. This is exactly what would happen if Austin tried this at a cat shelter.
All right.
A woman in North Carolina volunteered to be a foster for her local Humane Society and take pets in temporarily, but as soon as she stepped foot in the place, she fell in love. She walked back out with a dog named Rookie, who now has his forever home.
That is more like what my mom would do. I have done work at a humane society. I did it in high school for community service hours, which ended up not helping me. But it was, it was cool because there are a lot of sweet animals there. But like I would, and it was the easiest job ever. So if you can do work at your humane society, do it, people. That's good for the community.
All right. Well, you're not going to get another traffic update here for quite a while. So as we exit and Channel 3 News at 5 comes on, heaviest slowdown is going to be I-10 eastbound just over the Escambia Bay Bridge. Disabled 18-wheeler there. I-110 southbound as you're approaching downtown, still very slow moving. The Highway 90 in between Woodbine and Chemukla, very slow moving, and some scattered slowdowns elsewhere in the listening area, but those are the big three right now.